During Memorial Day at Lowe's, shop household must-haves for less. Save $80 on a Charbroil Performance Series 4-Burner Grill to chef up something special. Plus, get up to 45% off select major appliances to keep things fresh. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/27. While supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
It's funny how our memories can be triggered by objects. Objects that otherwise really would have very little significance sometimes to anyone other than ourselves. But when that happens, when an object has that significance, and let's say it was sitting in a room where something traumatic happened, seeing that very object years later can bring back floods of memories. And if it's traumatic, it cannot be sometimes the greatest experience. It can cause panic attacks. It can cause all sorts of things in one's mind. Especially when it's attached to something that you just can't quite explain what happened. Something paranormal. Something terrifyingly paranormal. Something predatory. That's what happens in our next story. Memories flooding back. After one woman experiences something horrifying in the dark. Take a listen. Hey guys, sorry I've not been around. Had a girlfriend and worked plenty of hours. I'm sure you guys know how that goes. The reason for me writing is not because of the holiday season. If anything, it's my yearly thing to hear your podcast from around September till Christmas. So anyhow, when I was a kid, my babysitter was my godmother. She was a punk rocker to the point I thought her natural hair color was green. She spent most of her time convincing me her brother was an alien. That would be my Uncle Jim. He does not look like an alien, but around the time he joined the army, I swore he was from outer space. She also convinced me the moon was made of cheese. If I jumped high enough, my shadow would disappear. If I held my breath, I could be invisible from monsters. She basically had a healthy imagination when she was young. Other than her brother, she made up things that never made me feel scared of monsters or anything remotely creepy. Now, one day she mentioned something very odd. She asked me about this decoration I had in my bedroom. It was some red Garfield thing that had bulletin board written on the top, and it was basically like the size of a board game. The thing that caught my attention was not that I remembered it. It was a memory I had of the decoration. Let me explain why I remember this board, because I recall it being in the show, Small Wonder. It was on the boys' closet door when I was watching the show. What makes it more interesting is that it was always hidden on the inside of my closet for some reason. I even recall throwing it away just because I didn't think it'd be something worth money or anything. I like Garfield, but I didn't want it. The show only reminded me that it existed. I watched the show and think to myself, hey, I had one of those when I was a kid. I don't recall too many other children who had it, but I had one. I even searched for it online, and people still sell them for probably $50 or whatever, just so people can chase stuff they owned as children. Screw paying that much cash for one, but yeah, they exist. She recalled that decoration in my bedroom and swears to me, obviously as an adult, that she drove to my house and saw some odd-looking shit before going to my house. I'm guessing she was no older than 19 at the time. The time she was 21, she had already had my younger cousin. For some reason, she remembers it was before her son was born. She got out of her car and was being stalked by someone. What made it creepy was he was not walking. Regardless of people flying drones around these days, there was no sound and it happened way too long ago. This happened back in 86 or 87. She drove to babysit me and said she could not go back for whatever reason, and she was always allowed to sleep in my bedroom with me. I was probably 4 years old at the time, so obviously it was not a problem. To be honest, I liked it when she slept in my bedroom because she'd sleep on a couch, I had a television there, and Johnny Carson was the man. She remembered it differently. I only remember her freaking out in front of me like I'm some magic guy to solve all her problems when I just liked being around her. To be honest, I was proud of myself that day because I organized my Nintendo games alphabetically. This was later ruined by some idiot my mom allowed in my bedroom when I was not home, but for now, I was proud of myself. I remember her hiding in my closet for some reason, which I did not understand why. During the time, I thought she was playing a game with me. But in reality, she was scared. I did not get a chance to ask her what was wrong. She was crying and only managed to grab me like a teddy bear and hug me when I got close. It did not bother me. I eventually got up and watched Johnny Carson and fell asleep on my bed. Now, when you're a kid, you forget shit easily. I woke up with her freaking out of my closet, but I think this was when she noticed that Garfield board thing in my closet and woke up. Just remember, she woke me up and did not say anything. It was one of those moments where you're scared and you can only look. She was wide awake. It was around 5 a.m. when she woke up, and I was worried about her. Not much you can do when you're that old, so she took me downstairs to get some breakfast and hoped she did not wake up everyone in the house. She did not wake everyone up. Or if they did, they ended up going back to sleep, but I did not know what to expect out of her. One minute she's calm, the next she's freaking out in the closet. I was only glad I did not fall asleep on her in there. Who knows, she could have beaten me stupid, and I would not have been able to share the story with you guys. Now, I do remember her bugging me that day, but my mind was focused on cartoons. I only remember eating something, then probably Thundercats and Silverhawks, so that part of my mind went to crap, but it is also why I recall when I talked to her after I got older. Her memory of this was way different, and it's likely because I was only a kid that my story ended up sounding like the innocent one, still sticking to my story of what happened. I've mentioned everything I knew about it, but here's her story. Her memory was enjoying a party. She dropped off her friends who stayed over. Later, they all walked to some donut store, and on her walk, the home was when she saw someone follow her. This was during the time serial killers were big, so she ran to her car. She recalled him being tall, but once again, he did not move his legs. He was not running. There was no sound, not even breathing, but he was closing in on her. As soon as she opened her car door, she slammed it behind her and was screaming as she turned it on. What makes this creepy was how he ended up running next to her and banged on her driver's side window as she screamed and drove away. I do not know about you guys, but for something not making noise to run faster than a skinny teenager sounds messed up to me. This was when she did not remember most of the night. It was like a zombie state on her drive. She decided not to go home and figured it was after 10 p.m., so she drove to my house. I lived about 30 miles away, or 30 minutes away, rather, so the driver gave her time to clear her head. She mentioned it was the same sensation she had when her first dog died, like she felt dead inside. This is where both stories are similar. She walked through the front door all happy and said she was spending the night. Everything seemed fine. I was excited to see her. She took me to my room and freaked out a bit, but I didn't remember her praying in the closet. To be honest, it was entirely possible she did that, but I was a kid. She described it as having a mental breakdown in my closet. I thought she hugged me, but no matter how you view it, I saw Johnny Carson that night. It sort of bugged me that she remembers that Garfield thing in my closet, obviously. It did not cause her a problem, but I think it is why I got rid of it. It's just odd what some people remember. Maybe it's part of the Mandela effect. think about it, how do items make you focus on memories? She told me when she saw the Garfield thing in my closet, it reminded her of something horrible. I did not tell her when I watched episodes of Small Wonder. I thought of it, though, but maybe it was just by chance. Oh, and screw that kid who mixed up my Nintendo games. I never kept them organized after my parents allowed some idiot to play with the games like they were Lego blocks. You'd think someone older than me would figure that out, or my parents would respect my property. It's dumb when you have room guests that treat things like crap and kids run around and destroy things. Thanks for reading, guys. Sorry about the complaining as well, but it happened at the time. Keep up the great show. Go Packers and fuck the Dallas Cowboys.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Want a commercial-free experience of the show with access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories? Sign up at Apple Podcasts right now and try it for 3 days free. Ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here. And if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.